Hey guys, welcome back to Heal, Survive, and Thrive. I am so excited that you are here. Let's dive right into this week's topic.
If you are going through a breakup, if you're going through a divorce, if you're just single, and you know, it can be tough sometimes. And I was there for many years being single, a single mom, having gone through a divorce. And so I wanna give you some tips on rebuilding after this breakup, divorce. Even if you're not going through a breakup or divorce, quite frankly, just rebuilding in general is a great thing to do to get yourself ready for the next level. So rebuilding after divorce, I'm gonna give you some, really this video is all about what I did and what kind of worked for me. Now I was single for 4 years, and in that time, I built a business, I had a baby. My son was really, really young when I got divorced, so it was just him and I. So I had no friends and family really nearby to kind of help me. So I did a lot of things on my own, and it was definitely challenging. And I wanna kind of go over the things that worked for me to help me to rebuild myself, to get myself where I am today. The first thing that I'm gonna say, and this is the most important thing, of course I talk about self-parenting. If you've watched any of my videos, I talk about self-parenting all the time because I think it is the number one thing that everyone needs to learn how to do. It is literally mental health 101. It's how you're going to be healthy in any way, shape, or form. But this video is not about self-parenting. But one of the things within self-parenting is, and it's the number one thing in terms of rebuilding after a divorce, is you have got to be patient with yourself. I know so often, and I was there, where I didn't want to feel the way I felt. I wanted to just like move right through that, right? I didn't want to feel the sadness. I didn't want to go through the grief. I didn't want to be upset. I didn't want to be hurt. I didn't want to be anything. I just wanted to like get past that phase and get to like the good stuff. And unfortunately, that's not how life works. Like, it's a part of the process of something that you have to go through. So I think be patient with yourself throughout this process, that there are gonna be ups and downs. And I think most importantly, just allow yourself to be a human being. Like, allow yourself to feel, you know, like even the days where you just don't want to, even the days where you're emotionally drained, even the days where you're exhausted, even the days where you're sick of crying, even the days where you're angry, you know, learn how to channel all of that emotion in a healthy way. That's why I used to go to the gym all the time. I don't really go as much as I used to, but I still go. But I think it's just about really being patient with yourself throughout this process. Patience absolutely has to be at the forefront because you're going to go through a lot. You know, patience and grieving, I think, kind of just go hand in hand. And it's the holiday season. And if this is your first holiday alone, or if you're having to now like share time with children and they're not with you on certain holidays and they used to be, and you have to wake up on that holiday all by yourself and no one's there, and that's not what you signed up for, and this isn't something that you wanted. And even if it is something that you wanted, let's say you did initiate the divorce, still having to go through this transition is not something that's easy, and there's grieving that's involved and trying to figure out what is going to be the new norm and trying to make sense of it. And it's a lot. It definitely is a lot. It was a lot for me. I definitely had those holidays waking up alone being like, this sucks. This isn't what I wanted. This isn't what I signed up for. Where's my family? And having to like see my family go off, especially with some other woman around now, and going through that whole process, you know, to be completely transparent and vulnerable, that's not fun. That's not anything that we want to go through, but I had to go through it. It was a part of the process. I had to learn how to let go. I had to learn how to heal. I had to learn how to like realize this actually wasn't the person that was supposed to be with me for the rest of my life. I had to learn how to be okay on some level with my son not being with me on certain holidays. And that's something that I'll never get used to, but it does get easier with time. And I think when you rebuild your life as well, it gets even a little bit easier. It'll still never be what you wanted it to be, but it can still be really great if you choose to look at it that way. I could easily sit here and say, well, I choose to look at it a different way. I choose to look at it that it stinks that my son isn't with me on Christmas Eve this year, you know, that he's gonna be with his dad and he'll wake up with his dad Christmas morning and he won't be with me. I can choose that, or I can choose to just enjoy the day and quite frankly, understand this really, really important thing. It's just another day. You know, I think we put so much pressure on like the holidays and Valentine's Day and birthdays and all of these different occasions that, yes, they're of course about love and family and togetherness and all that stuff, but not every year life's going the way you want it to go. And so just to remember that even on those like really great years where you're embracing everything and nothing's wrong and everything's peachy keen, that's amazing. Ride that wave 100%. But also know that when life isn't going the way you want it to, that it is just another day. Hey guys, as we move forward into 2021, this is an exciting time for a fresh perspective on life. Let me ask you this, are your relationships truly making you happy? I came across a service from trulydivine.com. They offer in-depth astrology and numerology, birth charts, and relationship readings. Now, these readings are really in-depth. They're easy to understand and they're shockingly accurate, much more detailed than any other reading or birth chart I'd ever seen. The birth chart readings really showed aspects of my personality, which had always been predominant, but I had no idea how much certain thought patterns were inherently naturally a part of me. Understanding these aspects of my personality really allowed me to understand my own thought patterns, really helped me to not repeat those repetitive cycles that so many people do time and time again, and how I could use my strengths to my advantage to easily manifest my desires and make these things happen and come to fruition. I would highly recommend their services. It gives you an understanding of who you are. That way you can accurately understand what type of person you should be attracting. You can use the discount code THRIVE, THRIVE, for a limited time for 30% off of any of their services. Trust me, you will be absolutely amazed. Learn more details on their services at trulydivine.com. I think another really, really huge part in terms of rebuilding yourself is to look at all areas of your life and see what areas do you need to work on first. I don't care if you're going through a divorce, and I don't care if you're really, really happy in your life. If you look at kind of the circle of life, right? Think about all these categories within your life: social life, romance, friendships, family, work, money, health, you know, all of these different aspects of your life. And no matter what you're going through, there's always going to be areas of your life that you're working on. You know, some years money's really great and other years maybe money isn't that great. You know, one year love life is through the roof, but your social life with girlfriends, like, it needs some work. So look at all areas of your life and where do you want to work on first? And understand that rebuilding and getting yourself to this way, at least for me, I looked at it this way and I tell all my clients this: every thought you have is either going to help you or it's going to hurt you. And you get to choose. That's the beauty of free will. So no matter what I'm going through, even the things that were crappy and I didn't want to go through them, and the sad times and the hurt feelings and all that stuff, it was a part of it. And I had to be human and allow myself to feel. I had to allow that kind of like wounded part of myself to like go through that. But I still needed to have that other part. Why, let's talk about self-parenting. That's why I had to have that other part of me that was like very logical and understood that, yes, this isn't what I wanted, but I can rebuild and I can have a better life and I could be happy and I could have great friends. And, you know, you might be looking at this as like the worst thing that could possibly happen, but if you take a step back and remove all the pain for a second, just push everything aside for 1 minute and just look at the course of your life, you have a blank slate right now. And that can actually be really exciting if you choose to look at it that way. I could easily choose to not look at that as an exciting thing. And when I was going through all my stuff, of course I had days where it wasn't exciting and I wasn't happy about the situation that I was in. But I pulled through and I fed my mind every single day. And I think that's another really key thing. You can Google like 6 steps on how to rebuild yourself after a divorce and, you know, go out with friends and have a social life and all those things. But mindset is a huge part of rebuilding, because you're talking about, especially if someone has divorced you and the rug has been pulled from underneath you, I don't care who you are, when you experience that level of shock and trauma and pain, it can cut you at your knees. It could really take you down if you choose to let it. So for me, I think because the rug was taken from underneath me and I so never wanted that to ever happen to me, that it just something snapped and it just made me realize I have control over my life, and I can either let this break me and I can let this take over and not ever move on and not have a great life, or I could do something really great with this, hence why I coach, and create an amazing life. And I wouldn't have this business. I wouldn't have the relationship with my son that I have if things would have worked out the way I wanted them to. So I think mindset is a really big thing. I think looking at your life and all areas of your life and seeing, okay, what do I want to tackle first? You know, for me, and I say this in a lot of videos, my first thing was I needed a circle of friends. I needed that support. And not just support to, like, you know, go cry and vent to, because I could call my girlfriends that live in other states. I could have called them for that. But it was like, I needed to just laugh. I needed to have fun. I needed to get out of, like, the day-to-day aspects of my life, you know, work and being a mom and doing the dishes and all that kind of stuff, and just enjoy life again. That was, like, my biggest thing that I did after my divorce. I started traveling. I made friends. I went out to dinners, you know, when Ryan wasn't around, and I tried to make the best out of the situation and take advantage of the fact that when he was away, if I had no choice, it wasn't what I signed up for, I didn't want it, but if I had no choice, how was I gonna make the best out of this? And that came before me even thinking about really dating at that point. It was just me trying to, like, build a life that I loved living before I met someone. Like I said, this is a clean slate. So when you start looking at all areas of your life, now you're looking at, how do I actually want to live my life? Like, if I look at my life and I look at these different areas, whether it's friendship or career or money or whatever, what do I want it to look like? You know, if I would have stayed married, I would have had more children. I probably would have worked part-time somewhere and I would have been a stay-at-home mom. I mean, I don't know if that would have been the case, but that was kind of the road that I was going down, and my ex-husband would have just worked full-time and made most of the money, and I would have been home and done everything. And so when I got divorced, I realized that not only did I miss working, but I needed it. I needed it for me. And this is just my own personal journey. Everyone else, to each your own. But for me, I needed that balance. I needed something for myself. I wanted to feel fulfilled. And so I started thinking about my life. And aside from just a person and a man to come in, it was more about what was missing from my life. I had my child. I felt fulfilled there, and he took up a lot of my time. I wasn't living where I wanted to live yet. I had to sell my house and go live somewhere that was, all I wanted was maintenance free. I wanted someone to come and plow my driveway when I needed it. If a light was broke, I needed someone to come and fix it. So I lived in an apartment complex for, you know, a condo area or whatever you want to call it, where I could just call someone and say, hey, can you come fix this? Or the water's leaking or whatever, because he was too little and I had too much on my plate to really do that kind of stuff for myself and own my own home at the time. And I was, again, when you're going through a divorce financially, you're going through way different things. You're splitting money. Your household income isn't the same. So trying to figure all that out, it's a lot. And it takes, this is why I said patience, it takes one thing at a time. And as you start to, like, think about this one thing at a time, of course, let's be honest and realistic here and completely transparent. Are you still angry about what you thought was going to happen and what you thought you were going to get and the life you thought you were going to have? Yes. I think that's just human nature to, like, want to go there. But it's a matter of, when I talk about rebuilding and working on yourself and mindset, it's about, okay, do I want to choose to go down that bitter direction? Or do I want to say, yep, this isn't what I planned. It's not easy. It stinks. But I know something good is at the end of this tunnel. I know I have to go through this right now and something's coming. You know, being able to work really hard and not see results yet, that's a serious grind. And that 1,000% will build such a muscle within you that you'll be able to tackle anything. So me doing my business, like working really hard for the first, like, year or so, you know, almost two years, really working and filming at 1 a.m. when Rye's sleeping and trying not to be loud because I lived in a small place and he was right in the next room. So I think it's just about understanding that you are in transition and, you know, leaning, of course, the easy things that we all know, leaning on friends and family when you need it, going to find support, whether whether it's coaching or therapy or whatever it is that you need to do for yourself, hiring that personal trainer, doing some workouts, getting your mental self in a good shape of mind. You know, I wouldn't say drastically cutting your hair, but you know what I mean? Like, be your best self, like, be healthy, work on you. This is your time to be alone and to be selfish and to work on you. So, I mean, that can really, I'm getting like hungry, like just talking about this stuff with you guys. I get so motivated because I knew that something good would come out of this, and it has. But again, I don't think I could sit here and say that if my mindset wasn't in the right place. So you have to really have a lot of self-worth. You have to know that you're worthy of something better than what you thought you had, you know, and just keep that hunger going for the things that really matter and the things that are really important to you. So I hope that this has helped you. I hope you got some great tips, and just be hopeful for your future because the future is bright. So until next time.
So that about wraps it up. Thanks guys so much for all of your support. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode, and I will see you next week.